the, you know, they would crown someone the most beautiful girl Snow Queen every year. And I got it in my head that this was a an outrage. I mean, it was kind of retrograde sexist outrage. And so as she's being crowned, the entire student body is of the, she's up on a stage. They're like literally about to put the crown on her head. And me and my friend Terry jumped on stage with an entire huge banner, which we unfolded in front of her. And it said, I don't know why I'm laughing, because this is a horrible thing that I did. Snow Queen today, housewife tomorrow. And in the paper, I mean, this is a tiny little town. The paper, they would always run a picture on the front page of the Snow Queen. And of course, they took the photo at the moment that we unfolded the banner. So what you see is this huge banner, Snow Queen today, housewife tomorrow. And then you just see the top of her crown, like over there. And I, you know, it was a horrible thing to do, let's be clear, but...
But it was in the name of radical feminism.
It was in the name of radical feminism. And I would like to think that I was responsible for the at least partial emancipation of a whole stretch of otherwise unenlightened women at my high school.
I love that story. Okay, you didn't...
How did you remember that story? Did I tell you that story years ago?
We've been over that story many times. It's my favorite.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a good one. So tell us about, so you didn't want to be a writer. You wanted to be a real estate developer, all these other things. Who were some of the writers you grew up admiring?
William F. Buckley was my, I had a jade tree, a jade plant that I called William F. Buckley. And I pasted a picture of William F. Buckley on the side of the pot. And that was in my room for years. Then it was stolen. Actually, when I was in college, it was stolen. It was very tragic.
Oh, you brought William F. Buckley to college.
Yeah, he was stolen, and I replaced him with another one, this was at the beginning of rap, which I referred to as Run DM Tree. And, which I thought was very funny at the time. Yeah, so there was that. I had an infatuation with him because he was, of course, really funny. That was what was, as a kind of 14-year-old, I had memorized all of the great William F. Buckley lines, many of which I still remember.
What's your favorite?
There was one that was about Canada, which was, it's not his funniest line, but it's really good because it was about Canada. And I always remember this one, which was he came to Canada for a lecture and he stopped at immigration and they asked him, what is the purpose of your visit? And this is in the 70s, remember when Trudeau was, he's like, I have come to rid Canada of the scourge of socialism. And then the guy says, how long do you intend to stay? And he says, 24 hours. And then there was an incredibly what I thought was funny at the time, but I realized in retrospect, now that I've moved to New York, was an unbelievably vicious and outrageous comment. In 1960, and people in the audience will remember this, six, he ran for mayor, right? With John Lindsay and Norman Mailer and Abe Beame. And he says of Abe Beame, when Abe Beame was talking about because Buckley, of course, is this rich patrician guy who went to St. Paul's, and Abe Beame was from New York. And Abe Beame was talking about how bad the New York City public schools were, and Buckley said that he was interpreting what he said. He was a product of the New York City public school system and is justifiably displeased with the results. That is, what a jerk. I mean, but I was too young. I was 14. I didn't understand, like, you know, the kind of class. But the idea, I mean, he was a kind of, by the time I was about 18, I sort of understood what he stood for, which was not something entirely pleasant. But when I was younger, it was a kind of, that idea that you could be, kind of have that rapier wit.
Right.
And wear Brooks Brothers shirts. And, that seemed very attractive.
And then you were at the American Spectator, a very conservative publication. Was there some sort of transformative moment where you sort of went more progressive or
yeah,
not?
I did. I was a right winger until I was about 22. Uh-huh. And then I rather quickly lost my faith. There were a number of reasons, but I did realize, I moved to Washington and I realized, and this is going to sound incredibly adolescent,